Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm glad that I came to the Epic Intensive because, like I said, we learned some of those awesome strategies that the guest had to offer and that we learned a few ways to analyze properties that I didn't really do before. I think the one thing that I'm going to take home and start to use more is going negative with sellers. That takeaway really helps you gain some leverage in the negotiation process. So I think that's a great thing. I want to say thank you for the opportunity to come out and meet all these people. Networking's great. I also want to thank you for having Jeff out. He did a really great job on the negotiation part of the presentation, and I really, really enjoyed that. So it's great to hear from other people in the business and the way they've been successful. So that's good to hear.
Hey, your old buddy Matt here. Before we get started today, if you're really serious about your real estate investing and turning it into a part-time or a full-time business, you might like to attend the live 3-day Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop that we got coming up in Manhattan Beach, California. It's July 18th through the 20th. Head on over to epicintensive.com and get yourself registered.
This is Terrio Media.
Yo. I'm not sure, but what you came for, to blow your smoke up your ass, seminar is next door. Line your chips up, man, just like Connect Four. Are you winning the wine and dough? That's what we check for. I'm building piles of cash, create cash flow. Epic real estate investment, I make your cash grow. Well, I can tell you ain't working smart at all. Tell people you work hard, you ain't working hard at all. Go deep with your investment before going wide. Too cold for you? Yo, you need to go inside. It's not a money problem, it's an idea problem. Epic real estate investment, man, that we can solve them. Scared money don't make money. Passive income, cash flow, yo, how you create money. Savers and losers, open your eyes and see them. Matt Ferry, y'all creating your financial freedom. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome back to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. Glad you found us. Glad you keep on finding us. Glad you keep on coming back, sharing this with your friends and family. Very grateful. Much appreciative. The Cashflow Conclave, the Epic Intensive, it's like seconds away. Are you coming? I mean, grab a friend. Go to epicintensive.com and meet me there. Let's do this. I mean, only if passive income through real estate is important to you, however. That's who I want there. All right, epicintensive.com. Grab a friend. Let's get there. Let's get it done. All right. So got a hot show for you today using online classified ads to generate leads. All right. Probably heard of this before, and it's not a secret, but you might have even tried it before, and to no avail. And I just want to know that I want you to know that you can do this. That's a good source of finding leads if you work it right. And you know what I mean by that is working this array of classified sites online to generate leads for your real estate investing business. That's what we're talking about. You know, if you're frustrated that you don't have enough leads, you don't have enough opportunity, if you're kind of limited on your marketing budget, if you're not receiving the income you'd like, or you're a little scared that you're going to be at the job, that job, longer than you'd like, or maybe you might have to, you're fearing that you might have to go back and get a job. I get it. Been there. I understand. More leads, though, it's going to fix this for you. And working online classified ads to generate leads is one of those low-cost, almost free methods done in a very systematic manner can produce a very low-cost lead for yourself. And like I said, almost free. Because if you get this part right, you're going to have an abundance of leads. You'll have more opportunity to seize. You're going to, your income is going to increase and it's going to become more consistent. And ultimately, you're going to start to experience the financial independence that you signed up for as a real estate investor in the first place. Got it? All right. So I've always worked online classifieds for leads, but really got inspired by a podcast listener, a while back, and in an event where really, I guess, the student became the teacher a little bit. And it was a few years ago, this couple, the Richardsons, They came into one of our events. I believe it was one of the Grub and Grow Rich events in Atlanta. And they drove quite a ways to meet me that night. And I mean, we were in Atlanta, but I think they're out a couple hours out of in a suburb or something of Atlanta. And it was an honor to be that person in their life that they would do such a thing for, to drive that far. So I sat down with them, to chat, got to learn about their story and why they had driven so far that night. And it was from what they had learned from the podcast and mostly how they implemented what they learned. And with $0, they started working online classified ads, Craigslist specifically. And it was a slow beginning. I think they were, 3 months into it or so before they got their first real bite, a bite that did in fact turn into a deal. But right after number two popped, number two popped, and then number three popped, and they were on their way. And I know at the time they were both working full-time jobs. He was a driver. I forget what he was driving for. He's a delivery guy. And she was a waitress. But they were consistent with their activity. They coordinated their schedule so that at least one of them would be available as best they could be. And they just answered the phone every time it rang. That was it. That was the commitment. Place the ads and answer the phone when it rang. And that every time that phone rang, and that's really all that it took, right? And with $0, zero marketing dollar budget at that. So their story, it inspired me to double down on classifieds. You know, I built an entire system around it, of which is all 100% implemented by a virtual assistant. And it accounts for a good number of our deals, enough for it makes sense for us to keep on paying that virtual assistant to keep on doing it for us. So today what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through this system. And you can certainly have a virtual assistant do it for you. Or, like the Richardsons, you can just get started and start implementing it yourself. It works both ways. Okay, so to get started, let's discuss these five hot principles to make it happen for you. Number one, why it might make sense to incorporate this into your marketing plan. Number two, where you want to implement this strategy, the where. Number three, how to capture the lead and follow up. Four, putting together a message that evokes a response from your ideal prospect. How to put together the good ad that's going to get someone to respond to it. And then five, how often to do it. What's the frequency look like? Okay, so after I cover those 5 points, I'll go ahead and I'll walk you through an actual action plan. I'll walk a step-by-step so you can go ahead and implement this yourself right away. So number one, why it might make sense to incorporate this into your marketing plan. First, it's essentially free. It's time-consuming, for sure, but it's free. And second, it's a pretty simple process to attract your ideal prospect. And so it's free, it's simple, and third, it's online. It's where the people are. It's where they are with a considerable portion of their time these days, right? That's where all the attention is. Everybody's online. It's where people's attention is. And it could be the place to find the most underpriced attention than anywhere else, these online classifieds. People's attention is online. And if you can place a free ad and put it in front of them and get their attention, it's probably the best place you could be because it's all free, right? So that's why you might want to consider it. Number two, where do you want to implement this strategy? Where do you want to do it? Well, the 800-pound gorilla in the room is obviously Craigslist. I mean, you want to be there. And there's a lot of noise there, though, right? It can be tough to be seen or heard. It's going to be tough to cut through all that noise. But you have to be there because it's one of the biggest websites in the universe. That's where all the eyeballs are. And with that, what I'm going to share with you, I'm going to help you cut through that noise, though, significantly. And with that said, go ahead and run a Google search right after this episode ends, or you can pause and do it right now. Run a Google search for websites like Craigslist, and you're going to get another 20 websites that you can work in the same fashion that I'm going to share with you today. So just don't limit yourself to Craigslist. You got to be on Craigslist, but don't limit yourself to Craigslist. It is where most of your results will likely stem from, however, but you'll get results with this process from every website as long as you execute it how I'm going to show you. All right, number three, how to capture the lead and follow up. Now, not a lot of mystery here, right? You need a compelling, it's hot today. I can't believe it's from freaking January and I have to take my sweatshirt off and all that fun stuff. Okay. So, let's see. So you need a compelling call to action, of which I'm going to share with you in detail in the next principle, but you can use a website. You can use a phone number. You can use a texting opt-in service or a messenger bot to capture the lead's information. And you want to capture their name, you want to capture their email, and you want to or their phone number. So you have the ability to follow up, right? The fortune is in the follow up. Absolutely true. So you want to capture that leads information so you can follow up. Now, depending on what site you use, it's going to determine what type of, you know, lead capture system that you can use. So, and then what I mean by that, some of them don't allow clickable links. I don't think, Craigslist allows that anymore. They haven't for a while. But they change things all the time, and I haven't actually been on the site personally. My VA does it, so I don't know what she's doing right now specifically. But when they allow clickable links, we put that in there because it makes it very easy to drive traffic to a website or a landing page or a squeeze page. But some of them don't, and some of them do. So getting them to your website can be sometimes of a challenge, and getting people online to pick up the phone and dial a number, that can be a real challenge too. But use everything that the sites allow you to use. Whatever that website that you're going to be working, whatever that classified website is, whatever they allow you to use, use it all. Okay, use everything. Everyone has a different way that they like to communicate, meaning your prospect. They all have a different ways of what they prefer. So you're going to want to give a single call to action, but give them as many ways as possible to take that action. And as long as whatever method you do give them will indeed be a lead capture system, right? And you want to capture their information for follow-up. Okay, so single call to action, every single form of communication that you can offer with that website, and just make sure that those methods of communication that you do offer, you are actually capturing the information so you can follow up, okay? The all-new REI Solutions has all of this integrated right now under the one umbrella right now and for the future, and it's very intuitive and very economically priced. So REI Solutions, if you haven't checked it out, I'd consider it. But most CRMs, with that said, most CRMs should be able to do this today. And they would go out of business probably if they don't start implementing this stuff right away, because it's kind of the way businesses run right now, particularly when it comes to lead generation. So most CRMs can do it. Sometimes you need a third-party integration or two, but you can pretty much get it done with all of the solutions that I think are available today. I just like REI Solutions because it's plug and play, so to speak. Okay, so that's number three, how to capture the lead, how to follow up with them. Number four, putting together a message that evokes a response from your ideal prospect. And this is my favorite part, because this is what separates success from no success, right? I mean, everyone can follow what I've set up to this point and all be equal, all be on a level playing field, all have the equal advantage. But right here, putting together this message that's going to get your prospect to respond, this is what separates success from no success. So if you go through the classifieds, you'll see just about every person doing the same thing. And in my opinion, doing it wrong. You know, people are essentially, just with their ads, they are screaming at their prospects. And they're all about, hey, prospect, this is what I need you to do for me. That's what all of these ads say. That's the context of those ads. That's the feeling. That's the vibe of the ads. And that approach, it's futile. This is why it doesn't work for so many people. And I don't know why they continue to do it over and over and over been that way. It's been that way for at least a decade since I started working this strategy. Don't do that. You've got to change your message so that it's all about what's in it for the prospect, not what's in it for you. I mean, it's such a common concept. What I just shared with you is not anything new. It's not even my idea. And you'll be hard pressed to find someone that will disagree with it. But amazingly, very few people focus on it and implement it. So just do it. Forget about you. Focus on your prospect. Give your prospect what they want. Don't focus on what you want. Give your prospect what they want. If you give them what they want, they're going to give you what you want. And so to do that, you have to identify what it is that they indeed want. For example, if you're looking for sellers, they want quick, they want easy, they want cheap, they want no hassle, they want fair, they want competent, they want some discretion, they want someone that's going to get the job done without any overwhelming burdens to them. So you want to make that the dominant portion of all of your classified postings, both in the headline and then get into detail in the body of the posting or the ad. And just cut, but still, don't ever shift that focus onto you. Keep that focus on them. So if you're looking for buyers, what do they want? Well, buyers, they want equity. They want return on investment. They want cash flow. They want opportunity. They want a deal. They want a screaming deal. They want to freaking strike gold. So you want to make that the dominant portion of all of your classified postings, both in the headline and in the body. Focus on your prospect, what they want. And here's a tip for this. Try to create both your headline and the entire body of your classified postings without ever using the word I. You can't use the word I. Try and do that. Every time you feel the need to do so, ask yourself, how can I reword this by using the word you instead? Try and swap out all the I's for you's. Another tip, avoid the big use of adjectives like amazing deal, or this cute little house, or this cute flip, or this unbelievable deal. It's all BS. No one gives a crap about that. Focus on the facts, particularly the facts that your prospect wants. You know, an example headline for sellers might be something like, get a cash offer quickly, easily, that will close as promised. That would be something that they would want, right? That could be a good headline. Get a cash offer quickly, easily, that will close as promised. An example headline for buyers might be something like 25% below market, investor liquidating inventory. Okay, so 25% below market, that suggests equity, investor liquidating inventory. This seems like it's an opportunity. This like is a deal. This person, there's probably something to get here, right? So that could be the headline. So focus on your prospect and what they want in your ad. Try not to use the word I at all. And anytime you feel that you have to use it, just step back. How can I reword this using the word you? And take it easy on all the hyperbole, all the big giant adjectives. Okay, no one's buying it, right? It's you just sound like huckster, and you sound like you're selling snake oil or something like that, and you're blending in with all the other people that are screaming at their prospects as to what's in it for them. Like, this is what I want you to do. Okay, good. So number five, how often do we do this? A lot of you aren't going to like this answer. But the answer is daily. That's the short answer, daily. If anything I've said here implies that all you have to do is place a few classified ads and you can sit back and watch the money roll in, if anything I said implied that, that's my bad. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what this strategy is. This is a strategy of frequency. And like any other marketing strategy, it's a strategy of consistency and it's a strategy of persistence. So if you're not prepared to do that, if you're not prepared to be consistent and exercise the strategy with persistence, or you don't have someone do it for you in that manner, don't start. Don't even do it. Okay. I mean, it's certainly possible. And I would even say not uncommon to do a deal right away. That happens all the time. But if you can see yourself carrying this strategy out and in 60 days saying this doesn't work, then don't start. If you think that's a possibility for you to do this for 60 days with no results and like that didn't work, I'm gonna try something new, then don't even start it. Because that's not what type of strategy this is. It's for the long run. This is high frequency, high consistency, and with persistence. You know, as I look at my results and as I shared with you earlier, the results of the Richardsons in Atlanta, you know, they went 90 days with nothing until they had something. And then it started to happen consistently. And that's because they were consistent with their activities of posting classified ads. And as they experienced the same that I have experienced, the strategy, it starts to snowball. It compounds. Because after some time, and you're doing this, exercising the strategy, you've got ads all over the internet. And for most sites, they tend to live somewhere on the internet. And they live forever. You know, you might not be able to find your ad when you go and search for it, but things happen all, I mean, they sit there and they live forever. And you're going to recognize this as you're doing deals with people that found one of your ads, and you're going to find a certain number of people that found your ad because they were looking for what you had to offer, and boom, that's how you found them. Some are going to, you're going to do business with people that found your ad totally accidentally. And what I get so often is you get people that you do business with and like, you ask them, so how'd you hear about me? Or why me? Why now? And you go through your little script of when you're talking to buyers and sellers. And you get this so often. You know, I don't really remember where I found you. I was just kind of clicking around and I saw your number. I wrote it down and, you know, came back to it later. It's pretty amazing. That's what it's going to mostly be. And that happens for you because you've done this for a long period of time. You've been consistent with it. Okay. And like I said, that happens pretty darn often, but none of that's going to be available for you unless you commit to this practice. You've got to put in the work. Everything works, nothing doesn't. Deal? You know, what I've said before is you can do this business fast by buying your way in. Or you can do this business for a really long time by earning your way in. One of them takes some money, takes dollars. The other takes sweat. Okay? And so those are kind of your two options. I don't know if one is better than the other. I like the way how you earn your way in, but you just have to adjust your expectations that you might get your results a little bit slower up front. So if you have the means, do both. But don't start one, then once that wears out, then start the other. Start them both at the same time so you're prepared. And you do this activity consistently, you're not going to need a marketing budget at some point. All right? So let's recap. Number one was why it makes sense to incorporate this into your marketing plan. It's probably the most bang for your buck. And what I mean by that is you can reach a lot of people where it costs no bucks. Okay? So that's where it's really underpriced attention. And when it's free, you can't get much underpriced than that. Number two, where you want to implement this strategy? Of course, Craigslist, but there's a lot of other online classifieds out there. You hear about Backpage, there's the eBay classifieds, and just go and search websites like Craigslist, and you're going to get 20. You'll get 30 different blog posts that have 20 different ones on each one of them, okay? Number three, how to capture the lead and follow up. Typically, it's going to be through either a website or a phone number. You could use a texting feature or a bot, something like that, depending on what the tools that particular website is going to allow you to use. But you want to capture that. And once you capture their information, make sure that you have your follow-up system in place so that starts happening automatically. And then number four, you want to put together a message that evokes a response from your ideal prospect. So take the focus off of what you want. Don't be like everybody else. If you want what everyone else has got, then you can go do what they got, what they do. But if you want what the few have, that have the deals, that have the wealth, that are living the dream, they've got the independence, they're getting the results, then you want to do what they do. And then what they do is they focus on what's in it for the prospect. That famous quote, that famous saying, if you give enough people what they want, they'll give you back what you want. So focus your ads in that regard. Five, how often to do this? You need to do this with high frequency, consistently, and with persistence. For example, when I say high frequency on Craigslist, if you go and post an ad right there, right now, and it's the perfect ad with the perfect offer, and you've done everything correctly, you put it on there right now, that ad will probably be invisible within the next 3 or 4 hours. Because that's the volume that happens on Craigslist. And as more people put their ads up, yours continues to be shoved down to the bottom. So consider that. So on Craigslist, that one specifically, you know, 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 5 p.m., three times a day. And it'll be a little time consuming up front, a little tedious work up front because you got to put all those ads together. But once you've got a good circulation of those ads, all you have to do is log in once a day and click a button to repost. Okay? So it'll be a little bit of work up front, but then it gets pretty easy to post several times a day. And that you can give a virtual assistant to. Say you set up all the ads, you post them all the first time around. That might run you through, you know, 4 or 5 days. And now you just give the VA the authority to just go ahead, log into your account, and click repost once or three times a day. Okay? And you want to kind of consider that based on the activity level of all the other websites as well. So that's what this is about. High frequency, consistency, and with persistence. All right, so now let's look at your game plan. Right? Let's create some actual action steps out of this. So first thing, get your lead capture tools in place. You need your phone number and your website. You need both of those at least. Second, you want to identify your prospect and make a list of what they want. What is your ideal person? The person you're looking for, what do they want? Okay. Number three, I want you to create at least 10 headlines that include what your prospect wants. All right. Particularly, it'd be a good idea to make sure that you can deliver it as well. But you want to focus on those headlines based on what your prospect wants. Number four, I want you to create at least 3 ads. So we're going to do 10 headlines, 10 the 10 headlines, and then 3 bodies, 3 ads, the actual body of the ad that includes more and more detail of what your prospect wants. And I didn't touch on this, but in many of the online classified ad sites, this is why you want 10 headlines, 3 ads. Because if you post the same ad over and over and over again, a lot of the websites, they have an algorithm in place and they'll detect duplicate content and they don't like duplicate content. So you want to mix stuff up. You don't want to get your account shut down. You don't want to get your ad to disappear or anything like that without you knowing it. So you want to mix up your headlines and body so that the computer algorithm doesn't detect it as a duplicate posting. Okay, so you want to mix that up. And also with Craigslist, there's a lot of community policing in the Craigslist community. And even if you post a good ad and it's not a duplicated ad, the community can go ahead and flag it and have your ad removed. So with that said, keep in mind the people that are looking at your ad. And if you look like you are over-promising, even if what you're promising is actual, but if you look like you're over-promising or you're selling a little too hard, you can still get flagged by the community. Okay, so keep that in mind. And then step five, after you've created your create your 10 headlines, you create your three ads, boom, post three times a day. And then go pick the next website and repeat the process. Got it? Don't pick more websites than you can manage consistently. And if you can't take on the commitment that it takes for this to work, then maybe this isn't a marketing strategy that belongs in your toolbox. So choose something else, whatever it is that you can do consistently. This is just a way to do it. And it's a way to do it that costs little to zero money. Sometimes you can boost ads and you can give them a higher visibility. And I think some of them are like, you know, $1, you get a highlighted headline, or, you know, $5, you can get boosted up to the top every 3 hours, something like that. So all these little different features, but you can do this for essentially no cost at all. It just takes some sweat on your end. Okay, so if you're not prepared to do that, don't use this one, right? What's the best marketing strategy? I'm going to give you the best marketing strategy out there. It's the one that you're going to do consistently. Okay, it's the one you're actually going to do and the one that you're going to do consistently. So keep that in mind. You want multiple lines in the water. You want multiple marketing lines in the water to attract those leads to you. So don't pick any more than you can implement consistently. All right, got it? Now you know. Time to do. All right, so that's it for today. God bless and to your success. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.